Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, my gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Babe Academy. Today, I have another MBA alumni to pop in here and to share her incredible story of all of the things that she's manifested and how she's transformed through the Manifestation Babe process. I am super excited to bring on Ashley O'Dwyer, who just so happens to be an optometrist who found me back in 2018 and signed up for the original MBA and RBA, which if you're not familiar, it is Manifestation Babe Academy, the original 4-week long course, not what it is today, which is like a 16 module, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, huge, huge program that is so in depth that I'm super proud of. That's been such a transformation for me. And RBA, which is Rich Babe Academy, which is focused on money manifestation. But since then, I have combined the original MBA and RBA together. And so she's experienced all the iterations of the program, which is why I'm so excited to interview her to hear more about her experience. With MBA, she's also been able to manifest some awesome stuff like her dream income, her dream job. She's become a mother and she started the second MBA, the new MBA, the current iteration of MBA 6 months postpartum. Her husband's found his dream job. I mean, just such incredible things have come out of it. And I don't want to speak for her. I want you to hear from her directly. So with that being said, let's welcome Ashley O'Dwyer to the podcast. Let's get into this episode. All right. I am here with Ashley O'Dwyer. Ashley, how are you doing? First of all, thank you so much for being here. I'm super excited about today's episode. And I want to know how you're doing today.
I am fantastic. I'm so happy to be here and share my story with all your audience.
Yay. You just have such a beautiful energy about you. And I'm just certain that you're going to inspire so many people today with what is possible for them should they choose to take a leap of faith inside of MBA. Before we go into like all the fun stuff of all, you know, the manifestations that have come about and the growth and the transformations and all that good stuff, can you just share a little bit about yourself? Like, what is your background? What do you do? Just give us a little bit of info.
Yeah. So this is kind of a loaded question because after doing your program, so much has changed. but in the past, I am actually an optometrist full time. So I do eye exams. I help people with their vision. And so I've worked in a private practice for the most part. For the past 4 years. I graduated from school 4 years ago, and so I've done that ever since. I actually got introduced to you right after school, and I manifested what I thought at that time as my dream private practice job. The practice I worked for had amazing mentors. The owner of the practice actually is the president of our association, so I've learned a lot from him. And at the time, I was like, this is amazing. This is a great job. So I've been there for 4 years. I specialize in specialty contact lenses, dry eye disease, and I built up my practice from there. In the past year, I've had a baby. And so, and along with the pandemic, a lot of things start to shift with that.
Yes. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And so I started the new version of MBA when I was 6 months postpartum. So my son was 6 months old after I'd been at work for 3 months. I only had about a 10-week maternity leave because when you're in private practice, to be able to make money, you have to get back into it and start seeing patients again. So with that quick transition, it made me things start to shift a little bit and be like, okay, do I want to do this forever? I want to be at home with my son. There's just got to be more to life than this. It was hard. And so through your program and coaching, a lot of things shifted. So that's kind of my background anyway.
I love that. Okay. So you are a very unique student because you, from what I understand, is you enrolled into the original 4 week long, which is so crazy to think about, 4 week long MBA in 2018, right? And then you were also, you took advantage of the alumni deal that I had sent out to all past MBA and RBA. You're also an RBA, right?
Yep. I did that as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got the full thing. And then you decided to dive into the new MBA. I'm curious, take me back to 2018. Like, what was the thing, especially for speaking to people where maybe this is their very first investment that they ever made in themselves and they don't even know like what that means and why they should do that and like what is possible to come out of that. Can you just kind of like paint a picture of like, what was your line of thinking? Where were you when you were like, this sounds like a great idea. I want to sign up for this.
Yeah. At that time, it was wild. I was in the mindset of school. Like, you go to school forever. You're already in a ton of debt anyway. So, and I got there and the mentors I was with just like encouraged me to grow. And so I was like, okay. And then you started talking to me at the station and I was like, what is this? I've never heard of this before. And so, yeah, I just took the leap. I mean, I was renting a small 700 square foot place with my new husband. We didn't have anything. And so I was like, what do I really have to lose? I'm already like $200,000 in debt. Like, what's another, like, whatever the program costs. So I just was like, just took the leap and just did it. So
I think it's so awesome that you're an optometrist and it's just like such a unique background to be like, I don't know, just to be, to look at a course like MBA and be like, I could benefit from this. Like, it's just, you know, you have like the schooling that you've done up until that point is just very like left-brained, scientific, logical, let's check your eyes, right? That kind of thing. And then it's like, woo, manifestation, magic, right? Witchcraft. So I just think it's so fascinating to hear that, like, you know, there are so many people from such different backgrounds that are attracted to this work. And this work is so beneficial, no matter what your background is, like whether you're a mom or an optometrist, a doctor, a scientist, a coach, like whoever you are, that there's something here for you. So I'm curious, when the new MBA rolled around, you know, what were the things that shifted for you between that period of like your first time taking the course to then going into the new MBA? And don't tell me what happened after the new MBA yet. Just like paint a picture of like what happened in between the old version and the new version. And like, what were some of the biggest shifts that happened for you?
Yeah. So I did the first MBA and it was so short. It was a quick process and I always go big on my goals. And so I don't know. It took a while for things to shift and I felt differences and I felt benefit, but nothing crazy happened until even actually, I think maybe 6 months later, randomly, my husband ended up getting a $30,000 amount of money from somebody that died that we never even knew. So it was crazy. Like, way afterwards, I got the thing I was trying to manifest. So, I mean, I saw the benefit from that right away. Mm-hmm. And when you were starting your new course, so you went through this time. So I've been following you for a long time and I've shifted a little bit with you. And I remember you saying at some point that you went through like a void time. And so when you were going through this time, this is the time where I didn't connect to you as much. And so like I left and I like felt that. And then all of a sudden you came back and you had all this energy again. And so I kind of jumped back on again. And I was like, okay, she has more to share now. Like there might be more I can gain from her from this new place. And so that was around the time when you were launching your new program and you had such a great deal for alumni that I couldn't turn it down. I was postpartum, like I was saying before, and I was in a job where I was having to work all the time. I was pumping at work all the time, trying to feed my baby. I was dropping off at daycare with strangers and it was heartbreaking. It was really difficult. And like every week or so, or every month, we'd take a week and we'd go on a family vacation and just to try to get that time together. But then I'd come back and my bosses would make me feel bad for taking the time off. And it just wasn't a good feeling. I wasn't in the best place. It was just hard. And so you started this program and I'm like, this might be a good opportunity to see and become clear of actually what I want to do next. So that's where I was at that time.
First of all, thank you for your honesty. Like that's such a fascinating perspective. You know, I was telling a couple of people earlier this week where I've had more DMs in the past, I don't know how long, like a couple of weeks than ever before of people being like, Catherine, when I first came across you, I hated you. I like unfollowed you and then refollowed. It's just so fascinating. It's really cool to see like the transformation that all of us go on together. Like it makes me think of like mentors that I've had in the past where I stop resonating with them. And then all of a sudden they experience like this massive shift. And all of a sudden I start resonating with them again. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, we're all on this one big journey on Earth School. And it's like, we're teaching each other and we're learning from each other. So that's so fascinating to hear about. Thank you for sharing that. So with this new MBA, when you enrolled into it, what was like the first moment inside of this academy where you were like, okay, something is shifting here. This is working. Things are manifesting, and maybe not even like a physical manifestation, but like things on the mental, spiritual, energetic plane, which is, you know, stuff that I talk about inside of MBA. Like there's shifts that first happen on the energetic plane that you can tangibly feel, even if you can't see it yet. And then the physical manifestations come. And I'm just curious, like, what was that aha breakthrough moment for you?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. The whole thing was awesome. Like you brought a whole new level to the whole program. And so you could tell right away with like everything. I remember, cause I think it started in March and my 30th birthday was in March and we went to Charleston. And so I remember there, I was even talking to everyone about manifestation and like your first few modules. Like you were just like, and I'd never done that before. So even then things were shifting of just like, I was so motivated and just, I knew everything was possible just because of all the evidence. And my science brain, your first couple modules, you dove into the science so much that like you couldn't refute it. It was just, it's like what, there's no way you could say this wasn't real. So, and I wanted to share it with everyone. So maybe that was the first thing that things were shifting when I was just like, yeah, this is going to happen right now. And that was only the first couple of weeks. So yeah. And every week there was a new breakthrough of something. I think it was module 7 or something with the limiting beliefs. That was rough. That was definitely not an easy module, but, yeah, it's just, it was all good.
Awesome. And how has life changed since MBA? What has manifested for you? Are there any tangible things that you can share with us of things that appeared? I know that you put down a certain, like, you know, you wrote down a certain income that you wanted to manifest with the first MBA back in 2018 with the exact amount of vacation time and stuff like that. Like, can you kind of share like how that manifested for you and what that experience was for you?
Yeah, it's it's honestly wild. I get so excited talking about it because I just can't believe it. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now either. That's the other amazing part. But so a while ago, like in November, a friend reached out to me that their clinic may or may not be starting a whole new optometry program and they needed a director to run it. And if I would maybe be interested, I was like, sure. Okay. That's a while off. I was pregnant at the time. There's a lot going on. I was like, I sent in my resume and was like, keep me posted on it essentially. And so time went by, we went through MBA, we went through that whole process. And I actually went to Alaska. So during it, I also got this job where I could give eye exams to rural villages in need in Alaska. So I flew out there for a couple of weeks and I love travel. So that was like an amazing thing that I'm able to do and give to people. So that manifested for me during the program.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was exciting. And then, so then in May, maybe I started interviewing for this job and it was amazing. Like it was everything I wanted to be. When I was going through the program, I was saying I wanted more time for my son. I wanted more time for myself. Just time in general was really big. And so I was looking at different practices to buy my own even. And so breath work was amazing because I had some breakthroughs into what I should do. And it came to me that I can either start my own practice, which I would be great at, or starting this other practice I would be great at, but that one would be better for my husband, which he's a full-time firefighter. And so it's really bad on his health. So that kind of drove me that direction. So while I was interviewing, it was amazing. It's a government job. So I had all the vacation time and more that I could ever dream of. And it's all paid. I get a ton of paid maternity leave if I want to go that route. And my salary is exactly what I wrote down 3 years prior. And I didn't know how I would get there. And it was exactly the same. And the vacation time was exactly the same. So it was just, and it came from a friend too. So I dove into human design and my human design is very based on community. And I guess community is based on community. And it came from that. And my friend's a dentist. And I was like, how do you even get a job from a dentist when you're an optometrist? But it just, I don't know. It was perfect.
That is so awesome. You know, speaking of your husband, like so often, you know, I have people who come into the program and they so desperately want to help their spouses or their partners. They want their husbands and wives and partners to see like, look, you can manifest too. And so often I actually discourage that in the sense of like, don't force them to get on board, show them what's possible to get on board. Like there's a ripple effect that starts on an energetic level when you start living your best life and you're happier and you start to manifest awesome things and they're looking at you like, all right, you're doing something that I'm not doing. Like something is working here that is working for my partner, but not for me. And so I know you talked a little bit about, you know, the ripple effect that you've had on your husband inside of the Facebook group, like that he, essentially like decided to leave his job that he hasn't wanted to for a really long time. Can you kind of share like what that experience was like?
Yeah, that's crazy too. So I don't know how these things happened, but they just did. So he's wanted to be a firefighter his whole life. His brother's a firefighter. We met in undergrad and he was in the fire science program. He's a paramedic. And so we've been together for probably 11 years now. So we've grown a lot together. And he was on the fire department, his dream job. And I honestly never thought he'd want to leave. I found my job just based on the fact that it's close to his dream fire department. So I never thought it would be a possibility, but it's crazy between 2020 and maybe the magic of manifestation. I told him this new opportunity that about the job and he's like, yeah, this feels good. I want to do this. And so he's on board. And in 2020, we actually started another business he did. So he's going to run that up there and hopefully expand it. So everything's just kind of aligning perfectly, which is great.
Wow. Ashley, I'm super curious. Like, what is the number one thing that you've learned about yourself in the last 6 months?
Oh, gosh, there's just so many things. I would say that the answer to anything you need is inside of you, and you can't find it from outside of you. It's all within, and it's something that throughout our life we're programmed otherwise, and other people always tell us what we should do, what we shouldn't do, but we have the answer inside of us.
Oh, that's beautiful. Let's pretend for just a moment that someone you deeply care about, who you know needs MBA in their life, is listening to this episode right now, and they're currently on the fence, but they're listening to this podcast. What would you say to them, or what would you want them to know, or what advice would you give them that would help them take the plunge, take a leap of faith, and sign up?
My advice is just to do the darn thing. It'll make up for itself. You live a whole life. And so what are you doing? Just do the darn thing that you want to do. What do you have to lose? There's so much more to gain.
Beautiful. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I so appreciate your time and energy and your kind words. And I just want to say how proud I am of you, of all that you have accomplished and created in your life. It's just so beautiful to witness your journey for the past, 3 years, and especially in the last 6 months. It's been so amazing to witness. And my final question for you is, where can people find you to get to know you better, and maybe share a little? I don't know if you have like a website for your practice or anything that you want to share. You also don't have to, because I know I'm used to interviewing people who have online businesses, and I know that what you do is more like in person and tangible. Mm-hmm. But anything that you want to share with people where they can find you, go ahead and share that now.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram under Dr. Ashley O'Dwyer. So you can find me there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. And to all of you listening, there's just a couple more days to sign up for Manifestation Babe Academy. Go ahead to manifestationbabeacademy.com. Again, that's manifestationbabeacademy.com. I will see you in there. And to the rest of you, I'll catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.